The story of Little Red Riding Hood. Little Red Riding Hood was playing in the garden when her mother called her. "Would you like to walk through the woods to your granny's cottage?" she asked. "Poor granny's in bed with a cold. She'd be very happy to see you, and I've a basket of good things for her to eat. Will you take them?" It was always a joy for Little Red Riding Hood to go to granny's, and she loved walking through the woods. "But do be careful," said her mummy. "That nasty old wolf has been seen lately, so keep your eyes open for him, won't you?" Little Red Riding Hood promised she would. She was not really afraid of the wolf, for she'd never seen him, although she'd heard him once or twice howling in the night. She set off happily singing to herself, carrying the basket of goodies for Granny. When she got to the deepest part of the wood, the wolf saw her. First he saw the red cloak, and then he saw the basket of goodies. "Here comes my dinner," he said to himself. Little Red Riding Hood came down the path and saw the wolf, but he was pretending to be a friendly old dog. "Hello," he called. "Where are you off to?" So Little Red Riding Hood told him. "Oh, dear," said the wolf. "What a shame your dear granny is ill in bed. I do hope she gets better soon." He pretended to take no interest in the basket of goodies, but as soon as Little Red Riding Hood walked on, he ran through the forest to Granny's cottage. When the wolf knocked on the door, Granny thought it was Little Red Riding Hood. "Come in, dear," she called. But when she saw who it really was, Granny dashed out of bed and out of the cottage into her garden, where she hid in a shed. The wolf rummaged through a chest of drawers and found a nightdress and a nightcap. He put them on and jumped into Granny's bed, pretending to be Granny. "Come in, dear," he called out in Granny's voice when Little Red Riding Hood knocked on the cottage door. She opened the door and walked in. She wasn't a bit afraid, although she thought Granny looked a bit strange. "Oh, what big eyes you have, Granny," she said. "All the better to see you with," said the wolf in Granny's voice. Little Red Riding Hood took the basket of goodies to the bedside. "And what big ears you've got," she said. "All the better to hear you with," said the wolf with his eye on the basket. Little Red Riding Hood stepped nearer and put the basket on Granny's bed. "I've brought this for you to eat, Granny," she said, and leaned over to kiss her. But then she saw the wolf's great big teeth. "Oh, what great big teeth you have," she said, still quite sure it was her granny she was talking to. Then the wolf stopped pretending. "All the better to eat you," he growled and sprang from the bed. But Little Red Riding Hood was far too quick for him. The silly wolf got his legs caught up in the nightdress, and before he could catch her, Little Red Riding Hood was out of the door. As she ran away, she saw Granny peeping out of the shed. "Quick," called Granny, "hide in here with me." The horrid wolf barked and scratched at the shed door with all his might, but he couldn't get in. Little Red Riding Hood and her granny were quite safe, and presently some men who were working in the forest heard all the noise. They came running. Some of the men fired their guns. The wolf was scared for his life, so off he ran as fast as his legs could carry him. He looked so funny dressed in Granny's nightdress and nightcap. That old wolf ran so hard and so long that he was never again seen in the forest. Little Red Riding Hood stayed with her granny all day until her daddy came for her in the evening. When he heard what had happened, he was very proud of his daughter. "You were very brave," he said. Granny was looking a lot better now. "Would you let her stay with me for the night?" asked Granny. So, as a special treat, Daddy left Little Red Riding Hood with her granny, and together they ate all the goodies from the basket. Then they sat in front of the warm fire and laughed to think of the wolf running away in Granny's night clothes.
Thank you.